This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, yeah. Ooh, hello. How are you?
Did you have a good weekend? Was it all right? Mine was okay. Well, you know what? I tried to make salt-baked carrots, and I suffered from droop. I got too wet. My salt was too wet, I think, and I ended up with highly brined carrots. I just remembered I left them in the bottom of the oven to dry out. I should probably go and check on them. But, you know, now's not the time for that. Anyway, welcome along to the podcast. So there's a few things to get through. We've got some of your hyper-local news coming up. And wait, do you know what? First of all, though, Amol Rajan, you know, friend of the show, although he doesn't know it. Amol Rajan. You know what? Full credit to him this morning. On this, this is something I've been meaning to say on the podcast for a couple of weeks now, which is can we start calling it the Men's World Cup? Not the World Cup. It's the Men's World Cup. And this morning, on today, Amol Rajan said, Men's World Cup. I was like, do you know what? Fair enough. Well done, you. In other news, you know, talk about, like, it could be a yellow card if you wear an armband for the LGBTQ stuff. You know, it's, well, you know, I only play football wearing a rubber ring for Black Lives Matter. And you could sort of say, well, you know, it's not exactly high stakes. Oh, wow. So you're more frightened of a yellow card than, you know, the people who are, you know, put to death and all the rest of it. I would say you might not have checked the fine print that in Qatar, yellow card is punishable by evisceration. Your guts get pulled out of your bumhole and fed to an assortment of three-legged dogs. So, you know, yellow card is quite a big deal. What did you think of the Joe Lycett thing? So I know you know the thing. He said if David Beckham wouldn't sort of rescind his ambassador status for the Qatar World Cup, he got paid $10 million. Joe Lycett was going to shred £10,000 of his own money, and he did as well. And there's a lot of people sort of saying food banks, you know, child poverty. And it's like, yeah. Did it have more an effect than if you paid a PR company? I think it did. Here we are talking about it. Is it okay? Is it still okay? I don't know. I feel like there's more to the story. I don't feel like the story's over. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think he's very smart. He's a very nice man. I did stand up in Edinburgh with him in 2008. I mean, not with him, but we both played on. It was called the Pink Bus. It was literally a double decker bus, and we'd go upstairs and do stand up. It was very nice. I mean, really, really lovely. So I'd love to know what you think of that. It's not today at swanburst.com. In the meantime, though, well, it's time for us to focus on some hyperlocal news in this sort of strangely misnomered feature. Yes, it's All Over Datchet, your hyperlocal news, and we've had one in from Lindsay. It's not today at swanburst.com. She says, hi, Jake, and the appetizers. I have some highly specific local news for everyone. Hang on to your hats, because this just in, puts finger to ear, my neighbours have taken down their Halloween decorations. What? Their yard was previously festooned with a 12-foot-tall Home Depot skeleton, sorry, depot, a 12-foot-tall Home Depot werewolf, a gigantic inflatable Frankenstein's monster, a giant severed hand, and a large inflatable black cat whose head moved back and forth. Are you sure it wasn't just slightly underinflated? These decorations have been taken apart and stored away, giving the lawn a brief respite before the gigantic Christmas decorations will be put up later in the month, presumably after Thanksgiving. I've included a picture of the werewolf with a toddler in the foreground for scale. I'll keep an eye on the situation and update you as it progresses. Best, Lindsay. Thank you very much indeed for that. And wow, that is a big old guy. Yeah, it's 12 foot tall. Oh, Thanks for that, Lindsay. We've got some headlines from Alex we'll do maybe later in the week or something or nothing. I don't know. I've sort of got this new feature, but the problem is I haven't really thought of the best iteration to launch the feature with, but I'm just going to do it anyway. Here it is. Okay, so I'm calling it In the Dock, and the idea is that we take some sort of cultural artifact. It could be a TV show, movie, a song. It could be a people, a person, a people, or it could be, I don't know. No, I think that's it. So, and we put it in the dock in a kind of like, well, and I need a counsel for the defence, I need a counsel for the prosecution. So if we're talking about something that you care about a lot, brilliant. Let me hear you extol its virtues. And I'll be the judge. Thank you. It's my podcast. It's my football. So now I was trying to think, and I haven't had a huge amount of time. I was too busy doing the jingle. But I've got two things I'm gonna float out there, right, that I'd like your thoughts on. Oh dear. One is, I'm going to say, the Godfather trilogy. It's a trilogy, right? Of films. Everybody says, it's amazing. Oh, this is amazing. I haven't seen it, so I'm in a good position to judge. I feel like maybe it's not that amazing. Maybe it's a bit overblown. I don't know. Do you have thoughts? Can you tell me? It's not today at swanburst.com or at not today pod. On the socials while they last. I should probably set up something on Mastodon. You can find me on Mastodon. Yeah, we don't need to open that conversation up again. Anyway, the Godfather films. Guilty or not guilty of just being a little bit overblown, a little bit overlauded. Let me know. Not today at swanburst.com. And the other one, this is terrible. This is a bit niche. Hamza on Strictly Come Dancing. Listen, all the judges are like, he's the one to beat. He's incredible. He's incredible. And I watch him and I just don't feel anything. I watch Tyler. I feel euphoria. And he's gone now. I'm going to keep that to an absolute minimum, because if you don't watch Strictly, you're going to be like, this is not why I came here. So order in court. That's my duck whistle. I'll try and get a gavel for when we actually present the case. You can, of course, send your verbal counsel for the prosecution or the defence to the WhatsApp number.
You can WhatsApp Jake, yeah, on 07862-032-654.
I do want to apologise. The audio levels on this podcast of late have been somewhat all over the shop. I don't know fully why. Something happens with the compression settings, and sometimes it's like really, really intense. It goes to 95-point great Capital FM in 1989 settings, and sometimes it goes whisper quiet. And then all of the audio levels of the music go accordingly, too high or too low or whatever. So I'm really sorry. I was really annoyed when I listened back to last week's, and I didn't catch one of the pieces that I needed to suddenly pull down. But you know, we do appreciate you have a choice. Blah blah blah. So those are the things I want to hear from you, Hamza and the Godfather trilogy. And if there's anything else that you feel, you know, requires reappraisal, you'd like to bring to trial, let me know. Not today at swanburst.com. There was something else I was going to tell you about, but I'm not going to tell you about it now. I'll tell you about it on Wednesday or Friday or something or nothing. Hey, take care of yourself and see you soon. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.